Hey there, I'm Kyle, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I was watching The Fellowship of the Ring the other day and chatting with a friend about it at the same time, and one of the things we started discussing was the importance of the hobbits. Now, obviously, Frodo, Sam, Merry, and Pippin all play integral roles in the broader story, but something different struck me as I was watching and we were discussing. The unique thing about the hobbits, I noticed, is that they're always doing the one thing they can do in that moment. See, especially in Fellowship, they're often in over their heads. The rest of the party is working to protect them, to keep them out of danger. The others are all capable fighters and trackers, experts of lore and the ways of the world. They're able to hold their own and contribute to the party in obvious and meaningful ways. The hobbits, on the other hand, have just been thrown into a much bigger world. Frodo may have volunteered, more or less, but the others were dragged along by happenstance, swept up in the turbulent currents of fate. They don't let this be a hindrance, though. I noticed it first at Weathertop. When the Witch King is stalking towards Frodo, first Sam, then Merry and Pippin step into his path, trying to shield their companion from his blade. At the Council of Elrond, Frodo decides to be the one to stand up and bear the ring to Mordor. In Moria, Merry and Pippin leap onto the back of the cave troll to distract it, and later they distract the Uruk-hai long enough for Frodo to make a run for it. Then, of course, there's Sam, following Frodo into the jaws of oblivion just because it's the one thing he can do right now. The one thing he promised to do. In our faith, it's easy to get bogged down by questions, debate the nuances of theology, or get caught up in the political struggles of our day. In light of all that, it can be hard to know what God is calling us to do, where he's leading us next. Thankfully, we've been given some good advice on that. It's actually very simple. When a lawyer asked Jesus about inheriting eternal life, answering a question with a question, Jesus asks him what the law says. The lawyer responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Jesus tells him that this is correct. And then when the lawyer asks, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan. I won't read the whole thing here. You can find it in Luke chapter 10. But like the hobbits, we see a clear distinction in the Good Samaritan's actions. He did the one thing that he could in that moment. The one thing that was laid right in front of him. He didn't look at the injured man and say, "I wonder if he supports the same public policy that I do." Nor did he stare off at the mountains, ignoring the man and asking God what big important thing he was being called to do. No, he just saw a man who was injured by the side of the road and gave him food, water, and shelter. He did what he could. He loved his neighbor in the circumstances that were laid out before him. So, as you go through your day today, consider this. Look for the opportunities to be like a good hobbit. What can you do to be loving, to be neighborly today? Whatever it is, it can make all the difference. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Kyle with the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, remember, every day is another call to God's grand adventure.